Well, I am most definitely feeling renewed this afternoon. What an exciting hour that was to hear that bell ring, to watch Patrick do somersaults and cartwheels down the hall. It was such an exciting hour. And boy, it sounds like the excitement is continuing here at Mantra Day Radio. Patrick Ryan, our executive director here at Mantra Day Radio. Wow, it's only Monday, and I am just like, wow.
I pulled a hammy.
Did you?
yeah, it's pulled.
Oh, gosh. That's incredible. Let's close up that last hour. Our cup runneth over, and we have got to say thank you for that.
We have some big thank yous. Online, got the gifts at MantraDayRadio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. Edward and Mary at Queen of Peace in Salem. Great to hear from the capital city today. Thank you so much for your generosity. We appreciate that. Also online, Catherine made a gift from St. Matthew Catholic Church out in Hillsboro. Thank you, Catherine, for going online to MantraDayRadio.com and calling us all the way from Texas, my mama. Thank you, Marianne. We appreciate that very, very much. She had a big day today with my sister watching that eclipse, and they got some really cool pictures. They were able to see it really well, and so that's very exciting for them. Then they picked up the phone and decided to give us a call and be a part of all the fun of Share-a-thon Spring 2024. Okay, new hour, new goal. We hit that last goal. Let's do it again. $4,000 our goal on this Matching Monday. Okay. Every dollar we bring in goes into the match, so it will be double dollar for dollar because you're the match. That's how it works. So let's get going. We got a very special guest to join us to help us get there.
I like it. I'm really excited too for this hour. Now, way back when I first started doing interviews with Monsignor O'Connor, he was the director of the Office of Divine Worship, and he and Monsignor Syak were sharing the rectory together, and Monsignor O'Connor said, you know, you need to talk with a deacon that we have staying with us doing his pastoral year, Deacon Randy. Oh, he's fabulous. You're going to love him very much. And so we got connected to Deacon Randy. And I remember the first question I asked him was, Deacon Randy, you are living with Monsignor Syak and Monsignor O'Connor. How difficult is that? And he said very quickly, I feel like I am getting the best training there is. And obviously, they did a wonderful job because Deacon Randy is now Father Randy Wong joining us. He is a parochial vicar at St. Cecilia's Catholic Church and also the chaplain of the Young Catholic Professionals Portland chapter joining us for this hour. Good afternoon, Father Randy.
Good afternoon, Brenda and the team. I have to go back to that question that you asked me long ago.
Change your answer.
I was very, I would say, naive and young at that point in my life.
He made CrossFit fitness.
Yes, I was also at that point not evaluated yet.
Oh,
so now being evaluated and ordained, there's really no going back.
So now you can be honest.
So all the stories can come out now, right?
You can tell it's going to be a fun hour, I think, here.
Oh, it's always exciting to be here in the studio.
Well, we're so excited that you're here today, Father. And, you know, can you tell us a little bit what's going on at St. Cecilia's? How was Easter? And, you know, are you filled with that, you know, Easter hope and joy now?
Yeah, thank you, sir. Yeah, no, Easter and Holy Week itself was phenomenal. But we had a very interesting occurrence that happened on Good Friday. And so the power went out. And so all of the Triduum, Good Friday, Easter Vigil, Sunday Masses, all of Easter was all in the gym. And it was one of those things where the pastor had mentioned that the apostles probably didn't realize what was going to happen. And neither did many of the people showing up for Mass that morning that was going to be in the gym. But, you know, all hands were on deck that weekend and people made it happen. And it was beautiful. I think at the 2:30 Mass, the Spanish Mass, we were nearly 1,000 people. Which is phenomenal.
On Easter Sunday.
On Easter Sunday.
Wow.
And for any priest that's listening now, like that's just a great joy for priests to be able to see.
Yeah.
You know, for those, especially for those who've been away from the church, and this is kind of their you know, the way back in to coming. But seeing all the people out there, we also had the appearance of the Easter Bunny.
Oh, that's
and
exciting.
Father Mike, apparently my pastor, Father Mike Walker. Father Mike, if you're listening, pull out your credit card, please. But he had hinted at the morning masses that there'd be an Easter Bunny. And that the PV, the parochial vicar, might be it. And so I made sure of it. I made sure that I was there present, not in the costume.
So you to could prove be very, that it wasn't very clear.
Because I knew that if they thought that it was me and I couldn't prove otherwise, that there'd be rumors. Because there has been things that have happened in the past at this parish of, you know, being in one of the costumes that has leaked outside of the parish and throughout the archdiocese
was it true?
The west, even to the east coast.
Was it true?
What's that?
Was it true?
No comment.
It's like how Superman
what happens
is
in the parish stays in the parish.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Secret identity.
So all my parishioners out there who are listening, right? What happens in the parish, what Father says in the parish, stays in the parish.
That's right. But if you are, you know, from St. Cecilia's and you are listening, we encourage you to call in and support your parochial vicar, whether or not he was in one of those mascot costumes. You can still support him here on his hour. You know, we want him to go back to St. Cecilia's and say, I reached my goal. I helped us get to where we need to go. So call 888-823-5286. You can also use the Hail Mary Media app or just go to materdeiradio.com.
So I'm curious about the Young Catholic Professionals. Mm-hmm. Tell us more about this program.
Yeah, so Young Catholic Professionals is a Catholic organization of young adults that's based out of Dallas, Texas, if I'm correct, Sarah, years ago. Mm-hmm. And the idea behind it was that the person who established it wanted a community of Catholics that could that she can grow with in her professional field. And so we now have a chapter in Portland that just celebrated our fifth anniversary, going on six years now in the Archdiocese. And we host various events and two retreats a year for Lent and for Advent. But these are opportunities for young adults just to come together in Archdiocese in their 20s and 30s to learn about God, to learn how to live out their faith in the professional world, in their work life, but also to create connections with one another, right? I mean, we live in a world already that is desiring connections, and especially Catholic connections that are solid that can help us grow. So Young Catholic Professionals is an amazing opportunity for any of those of you who are listening right now, your 20s and 30s, right? Go on to Instagram, go on to Facebook, go online, search YCP Portland, register, subscribe to our email list, and you get all the information about all our events. We actually have a panel coming up tomorrow, starting at 5, I believe, is Confessions at Christ the King in Milwaukee. The event is going to be held at Christ the King in Milwaukee. And then start with confessions and then mass at 6 and then the panel at 7 o'clock. And it's an opportunity to just to talk and discuss things about the faith.
Beautiful. Patrick Ryan in with a long list of people to thank here.
Boy, we do. We have a lot of people. They all have one thing in common. They're all members of St. Cecilia.
I have an amazing parish.
Look at
you
that.
You do indeed. Hey, Rosanna, thank you. Rosanna in Newburgh also goes to St. Cecilia in Beaverton, and she's asking for birthday prayers for Cassie. So happy birthday,
Cassie.
Happy birthday. Thank you, Rosanna.
And thank you, Rosanna, for that gift at 888-823-5286. Online, Mike and Janelle made a gift at materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. Thank you for that online gift. And we heard from Ray Letty in Beaverton at St. Cecilia Parish. Thank you so much for that. Okay, so we've got $350 in for the hour. Leaves us, carry the one, $36.50, am I right? $36.50
right,
to go.
Let's get the number
$36.50. For the $4,000 match, dollar-for-dollar match, because this is Matching Monday. That's what we do.
Excellent. Now, guess what? The phones are full, so if you call now, you might get to talk to Brenda, who will pick up the next one. We've also got Deb, and I can run out there, too. So it's the first time this has happened this afternoon. So
this
there
great.
We go.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you for your generosity.
It's amazing.
Keep the calls coming. We will find people to answer the phones. So
Sarah and I were talking during the break about how, unfortunately, I think in our Catholic faith, Father Randy, that there's this box that we check at confirmation, and then we don't see the young adults back until it's time to get married. So, you know, what, in your opinion, are things that the church can do to try to target that 20 to 30-year-old Catholic to keep them involved? That, you know, we don't want them for that faith to cool off, because oftentimes that's when we lose them to the culture.
Sure. Yeah. And I think that's something that we're working with at our parish, Cecilia's, is, you know, once the kids are receiving their first communion or the confirmation, especially because a lot of times we find that they're coming back for the sacraments and then leaving. It's kind of like a stop shop and you just take it and then you leave. Right. Well, how do we do that? Well, I think it comes down to when you have those programs to build relationships, right? To connect with the families and just get to know them, And then after getting to know them and having that bridge, they trust you. And then invite them, hey, do you want to help out with coffee and does? Do you want to help out with ushering? Do you want to help out with author serving? And those connections really bring people in.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't take much. It all comes down to what Jesus did, right?
Right.
Was connect with people. And that drew people in. And I would say that's kind of where we're at now, is being able to say after confirmation, okay, let's get you unplugged in, let's get you involved, right? And invite them. I mean, I've you know, in my experience at YCP, being the chaplain now for 2 years, you know, more and more that I go to the events, especially the retreats, there are so many people that are, this is the first time I'm hearing about it.
Yeah.
Or it's like, so I'm really asking, you know, for the pastors out there, the priests are listening, you know, if you're working, if you're a staff member at a parish, right? I would invite you to, you know, look into YCP and promoting it in your parish. And I've told this to my, you know, young adults at the parish. It's like, well, we can create our own young adult group, but let's get connected to this.
Right.
I mean, this is for all of us. Yeah. Rather than just trying to create something, let's utilize this.
Right.
And that's been something that's really great to see is pulling from the parishes where, you know, we can all get together from. We had 47 parishes at our Advent, or our Lent retreat. And I don't know if I told you this, but St. Cecilia's had one of the highest turnouts in the entire Archdiocese and Southwest Washington. So well done getting your young adults to come. It also kind of helps, like you said, foster community within your own parish too. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing. Can you share just a little bit about that retreat? I mean, we hit some big milestones with that retreat just about a month ago. Can you share with our listeners what that was like?
Yeah, we had our retreat right before Holy Week. Right. And it drew in, was it 230 registered?
It was over 200.
200. Yeah. Over 200 registered participants for the retreat, which apparently from what I've heard from Chris Stohannock, which is our, you know, chapter president for Portland, that retreat gathered more young adults than any other YCP event in YCP history.
Yes.
Wow.
So all the retreats across all 40 plus chapters across the country, we had the biggest retreat and it was here in Portland.
Yeah, and I think YCP has existed for more than
12
years.
12, 13 years.
Right. And so when people say, oh, Portland is a dead church. Obviously not.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Right? Especially with young adults. Mm-hmm. And when I was there, I probably met at least 15 people that was their first time at any YCP retreat, and even a handful that said, this is my first time being back in the Catholic Church.
Some of them weren't even Catholic.
Yeah, some of them weren't Catholic. Right, so people are attracted to the sense of community.
Thank you for
that. Is authentic.
Yeah.
Right? And it was a beautiful retreat. And we had a procession with the Blessed Sacrament with the Archbishop. And it was very beautiful to be able to kind of witness that faith of a young adults come alive. Right? I think very often with young adults, they kind of privatize the faith. But this was a beautiful opportunity to have people display their faith and grow in that. And hopefully that's going to garner more people to our event tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
we
if you're listening, YCPers, we have our panel discussion tomorrow on the virtue of generosity. Speak about generosity. Perfect time to use that virtue of generosity. A phenomenal retreat. And they're always great opportunities for people. And I think people use it to kind of, you know, reconnect.
Absolutely. Yeah. And grow that community. And, you know, if you're a young adult and you're listening, I really encourage you to call in and support Matre Day Radio, because even before I got involved with YCP, the radio has been promoting YCP since the beginning, and so many other opportunities for young adults, for, you know, for children, for teens, for adults. There's so many events that we really promote here at the radio, and we're really trying to like bolster these great initiatives, and this is where you hear about it, is here on Matre Day Radio. So please call 888-823-5286 or on the Hail Mary Media app.
So call during the break, because we don't want to miss what Father Randy has to say. So this is a perfect opportunity. The phone lines have cleared and we're ready to take your call now at 888-823-5286. If you do happen to get a busy signal during the break, you can always go to MatreDayRadio.com or the free Hail Mary Media app. Make the call now or make that pledge now.
Thank
we'll be
you.
Back with more right after this. We are back. That number, 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286. What an incredible flourish of phone calls and internet dings, and we've got all kinds of things going on. And we want to thank all of those folks, just like that person there, materdayradio.com or the free Hail Mary Media app. And Patrick Ryan here with our litany of thanks because, wow, we got off to a fast start.
Well, first of all, thanks to Father Wong for all the great efforts he's put in this afternoon. And it really is getting the phones going. The internet's lining up. And Grace got in online at materdayradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. Thank you, Grace.
Thank you,
great
Grace.
To hear from
thank you.
You
for exercising generosity.
Also, we heard from Chris online at materdayradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. And Frencia got in, goes to St. Cecilia in Portland. Thank you so much for that online gift. Doing it the old-fashioned way, picking up the phone and giving us a call, 888-823-5286. Not once, but twice, every single phone in there was lit up.
Mm. Wow.
It was all busy. And then the overflow phones lit up. We had two overflow phones. Those lit up. So love
Goodness.
It. I love to see that. And Jeff and Christy, thank you so much. Go to St. Cecilia. They said, we love our mother. We love her station and those that work there. And we especially love her priest who bring us the Eucharist.
Oh,
so thank wonderful. You thank you, Jeff and Christy, for that. And Maria in Beaverton. Maria goes to St. Cecilia, too. Boy, those folks at St. Cecilia are just stepping up today. All right, here's where we stand. On the hour, $26.95 to go. So we had the $4,000 gold just now, whittled it down, $26.95. And I think that's dropping with the way the phones are ringing right now.
Excellent. Let's keep hearing those phones ring. 888-823-5286 or online, materdayradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. So during the break, I was asking Father Randy about how we keep our kids engaged, how we go from I have to go to Mass with Mom and Dad to I want to go to Mass because this is my faith. So in your opinion, what are some things that you've tried or some things that you've seen in your years of being a priest to keep these young people engaged and on fire for our Catholic faith, that we don't lose them to the garbage that's out there?
Yes, sure, Brian. I think there's a lot of components to it, right? I think a lot of it comes down to the parents being committed, right? Taking your kids to Mass and teaching them how to pray from a very young age and fostering that. But I think on the side of the parish and the side of priests, what I try to do in my ministry is really reach out to these younger generations after Mass. Say, hey, how are you doing? You know, how was the game? You know, I heard about this. Because it's one of those things where you, when you engage them at their level and they just open up. Right? I think a lot of times that there's barriers between priests and the young people, especially when there's an age difference, right? And I think I have that to my benefit. I'm a lot younger. And so a lot of them are closer to my age or their siblings are my age. And so there's an ease of being able to do that. But being able to just also just engage them in conversation. And then from there, you will see that they open up. And if they're dealing with difficulties about the teachings at the Catholic Church, they're more willing to engage you than to dismiss you, right? But then also to trust that through our prayers, through exposing them through the Eucharist, the sacraments, and as I think you, Brian, you mentioned, through adoration, right? Giving them those increments and giving them those tools, God's going to work. There's a lot of it. I mean, there's a lot of components that has to come together, but it comes down to those three things, you know? It comes down to the parents getting involved with their children and their faith life and making that a priority. Because if you don't and you prioritize other things, they're not going to prioritize a faith. Second, you know, really for the priest to engage and to meet them where they're at and then give them that encounter, that exposure to the sacraments of the church and let God do it. Let God take over, because that's what we are. We're instruments of that. And God's going to change their hearts when it's ripe.
Beautiful.
Now, Father, as you're talking about you know, relating to young people and, you know, meeting them where they're at. And what came to mind was another project that you've been part of. I know many of our listeners are familiar with our new podcast, Through Thick and Thin. It's hosted by a local high school student, Vivian Nguyen, and she started back in September. But this podcast, it's only released once a month, but it is actually grown to be one of the most popular podcasts that we have. And it's targeted at young Vietnamese Catholics, and you have been a recurring guest. I mean, it's just such a great example of what modern day radio can do to help, you know, bring the faith to a younger generation. And can you share a little bit about what that experience has been like and maybe some of the feedback that you've heard?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think out of all the ministries that I do and things I'm involved with, that has been one of the most life-giving to me. And I think the reason why that is that the audience is very much catered to my generation,
right,
and to those that I grew up with, right, that are maybe fallen away from the faith of their siblings. My brother never comments on anything about me in terms of the faith, so he's making fun of me. But I remember like getting out of mass one of these days, and my phone is blown up by texts from him and you know, his friends. Oh, he heard that, you know, Father Ansgar, who's the pastor at Our Lady Louvain, made an announcement at mass that they should listen to your podcast.
Oh wow!
He was like, "What do you say on there?" I'm like, well, listen to it. And he was saying, my friends think it's the greatest thing in the world, right? And I think it was one of those things where the fact that I'm able to get through to my brother's friends and him is saying something, right? And it wasn't so much, I was speaking from the perspective of a priest, right? And the faith, but it was also to a very human level.
Absolutely.
Just struggles. Already of life and how to balance life, balance the faith, balance relationships. It's been a phenomenal tool. And I've been receiving a lot of, you know, great feedback from, you know, people from that parish emailing me or messaging me on Facebook and asking me about follow-up questions. And it's just one of those things where it's okay, good. Because like these are the ones that are not going to mass.
Right.
These are the ones that are not engaged in the faith. And for them to feel this engagement, like I said, again, Brian, right? Establishing a very human encounter first. Because that's what Jesus does. Right? He doesn't go out there and say, okay, I'm the Son of the living God. No. Right? He goes and dines with them, and he goes to talk with them, and then over time, that opens the doorway to conversation.
Yeah, and that's amazing that we can use media as a way, you know, podcasts. Yep. It's even though they're not physically in front of you, you are engaged in a conversation. They're reaching out to you to talk about these things. And, you know, all of our listeners, you make this possible. This is just such an incredible thing that was started by a high school student because, though, of your support. We did not have the tools to do that without you. We couldn't invite Father Randy, all the other guests in to do that and produce it without you. And so, you know, we can do more of this. We can keep this going. More projects like this. We'd love to see that. So please call at 888-823-5286. And I think we also have some thank yous.
We have a lot of thank yous. We really do. I mean, I'm going through here and it's like, how do I balance all these? Okay. Thanks to Jonathan here in Portland. Goes to St. Michael the Archangel Catholic Church. And Jonathan says, yes, Father. Yes, okay. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you, Jonathan.
For that gift at 888-823-5286. Also, we heard from Teresa in Kaiser, who goes to St. Cecilia for Couples for Christ. So thank you so much, Teresa, for that gift. And online, we heard from a Teresa without the H, just T-E-R-E-S-A. Teresa, thank you at Tigard's at St. Anthony Catholic Church in Tigard, right next door to St. Cecilia. So thank you for that online gift at MatreDayRadio.com. And we heard, giving us a call, Susanna in Tigard goes to St. Cecilia. Thank you, Susanna, for your gift at 888-823-5286. Teresa in Portland also goes to St. Cecilia for Couples for Christ. Thank you, Teresa. Another Teresa. That's three Teresas.
That's three Teresas.
Wow. And Maria in Beaverton at St. Cecilia. Thank you, Maria. We will be praying for your father. Ask for prayers for her dad. And we heard from Regina in Tigard at St. Cecilia Parish. Says, say hello to Father Randy. So, hello, Father.
Hello, hi,
Father.
Regina. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Here's where we stand. 1955 in, $1,955. Almost halfway. 2045 to go. And I know you were keeping track. Only 8 of the Divine Mercy magnets left. Only 8 of those, and they're all gone.
All right, let's Let's get this through.
Let's take them all out between now and the top of the hour. How about that?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, and we've got some great, I mean, you've got some parishioners calling in. I recognize a few YCP names, so well done. But I think we could get a few more.
I think so. I think there's a lot of parishioners at St. Cecilia's. One of the biggest parishes in the diocese.
I think you're right, Father.
But no, thank you for all those that you have supported from all the parishes as well as our YCPers.
888-823-5286, the number to call. I think another one of those phone blitz would be in order, where we could fill up all those phone lines and take advantage. So, Brenda, what do you think?
Well, I'm not sure what is going on there. I got booted to the second studio, so I'm not actually in the main studio. I'm just right next door. I'm listening, and then all of a sudden, I go to check all the phones are filled up. I took two calls. I had to take two from Sarah's desk. So Sarah was smiling. I filled
was.
That in for Sarah.
Thank
Talk
you.
About a phone blitz. That was a lot of fun. So I'd be more than happy to step out of the studio again if we could get that phone blitz going. And let's see what part of this 2045 we can get taken care of. We've got less than half hour to go and about halfway to get there.
888-823-5286 or MaterDeiRadio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. So besides just radio, Mater Dei offering things like podcasts, offering the Hail Mary Media app where we have listeners all around the world, but the importance of trying to reach young people who might not know that the radio exists,
sure.
but something like a podcast where you could just reach young people where they're at and they can listen to these, to the things that matter most to them, what they're going, sure. what's going on in their life.
Yeah, I think, you know, yeah, the podcast has been a phenomenal thing. But I think it's also spreading the word.
Yeah.
Right. And so, you know, I think, you know, Father Ansgar, as well as all of those who have helped out with spreading the word, because a lot of times, like YCP example.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, they just don't know about it because it's never been publicized in other parishes or talked about. Right. And so we try our best, you know, to advertise and to promote it. But we really rely on those who have come to the events and say, this is great, and then vouch for it and invite their friends.
That's a personal yep. invitation. Yep. I mean, yep. yeah. whether it's a podcast, whether it's telling someone about Through Thick and Thin or about Mater Dei Radio mm-hmm. or about an event. I mean, it's really that personal invite. Like, I mean, the advertising's great. I mean, it's part of my job, so we want to keep
that. She does a great job.
Got a quick update. We are down to 17:45 to go.
Okay.
17:45
right.
to
awesome.
Go.
Awesome.
Let's get this going. But yeah, personal invitation is the key to it all.
So we'd like to personally invite you to dial 888-823-5286. Go online to materdeiradio.com. You're never going to get a busy signal there. Or, of course, the Hail Mary Media app. It's safe and secure. And for you millennials and Gen Zers, you don't have to talk to anybody that way. You can just get out your phone and let your thumbs do the talking.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very nice when you're on the go. You just, you know, open up the main page of the Hail Mary Media app. You don't even have to click through. It's right on the main page. You can give yeah. now. It just takes a few minutes, which is really yeah. exciting.
I think right now this is rush hour, so pull to the side of the road.
There you go.
Yes, please be safe.
Please
yes.
be safe. Pull to the side of the road. All right, just... It's no traffic. Never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Trying to think
there,
of an excuse.
There probably is on the 217. Though.
I'm sure there
probably is.
Probably is.
So.
I live that direction, and it gets very slow. Yes.
Yeah.
And Father, as we've
it's
been...
Portland. There's traffic somewhere.
Yeah.
There's somewhere.
We've been talking about this theme of hope, of mm-hmm. renewing your hope. And so what are some thoughts that you have about that? Just, you know, for our listeners about where do you find your hope? Where? How do we renew our hope when our hope is maybe just kind of a little bit low?
Yeah, no, I've been thinking a lot about that because that's kind of been my theme this past week for the octave. Just, well, how do I instill hope? Right? And what is hope is that the confidence and belief that even through the difficulties of our life, even through how the world is, how things are going, that God is in control and that God is going to take care of us no matter what. Right, that's what it is. It's having that confidence in God of who he is, right? And how do we grow in that? Well, and there's many avenues, right? There's prayer, encountering and meeting people, being involved in ministries, because at that point you don't feel like you're just by yourself and you're just, you know, endlessly following these things in your life. But when you're with other people, like the YCP events and meeting young adults there, or parish events and going to Bible studies and going to, you know, various, you know, groups and whatnot, to build those connections, and so that what is centered in your life is God, will transform you, right? But if we're constantly kind of consumed with awful news and scrolling through everything and seeing how awful things are, and if that's what we're doing, it's going to consume us. But if we consume our lives with God and the things of God, right, then we're going to grow in that confidence that he's going to take care of it, right? We read through all the entire scripture. What does he say, right? Besides peace be with you, what does he say?
Be not afraid.
Right? Be not afraid.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Be not afraid. And I think this image comes to me too of Jesus in the boat with the disciples on the water, right? What happens when their eyes are fixed on Christ? Right, things are fine, even with everything going on below. Right? Nothing in the water changes. Right, it's still, you know, chaotic, but when their eyes are fixed on Christ, then they're fine. But it's when Peter looks down, then he just drops. Right, and that's, I think, symbolic of all of our lives. That there's always going to be storms in our lives, no matter where we're at in our life. Right, always going to be there. But Christ, who is God, who is the creator of the world, who sustains the world, who sustains all of creation, is saying, fix your eyes on me, be not afraid. I'm going to take care of you, right? I like to say this a lot in my homilies, let God be God.
That's powerful. We want to thank a few folks before we go to break.
Yeah, I want to thank Jerry, who got in from the Proto Cathedral of St. James the Greater in Vancouver.
Thank you, downtown Vancouver.
And praying for the priest of the Archdiocese of Seattle. And what prompted your donation? Father Randy Wong texted me.
Love that. You got to sometimes, you know, it's all about the personal invitation.
Yeah.
That's it. Well, Jerry, thank you for answering that call. We appreciate it. Online at MatreDayRadio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. And hopefully I get this name right. Wyco and Catherine in Beaverton. Thank you so much. They said, what prompted your donation? Father Randy being willing to dress as Buddy the Elf and the Easter Bunny.
Oh, that's awesome. We're learning a lot this hour.
Let's go to the break.
I don't know if they knew that that was a question earlier or if they were listening, but thank you for that information and your donation.
I have some stories about this person. You
got to be careful.
I got to be careful. Wyco, I will call you after this. But thank you, Wyco. Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you, Father, for going to great lengths to help this ministry. Thank you so
much. Honestly, you know, people are always like, Father, you don't do anything. I dress up as Buddy the Elf. Like, that's, I had a wig on.
Oh, my gosh.
And everything. I mean, come on. Like, you can't. So come on, people. Support me here.
You heard Father. 888-823-5286, the number. The Hail Mary Media app or MatreDayRadio.com is a way for you to make that gift. And who knows, maybe Buddy the Elf will show up, maybe the Easter Bunny. You never can tell.
888-823-5286. Now is the time to call when we go into break, so that way you won't miss a moment with Father Randy joining us this hour of Share-a-thon. All right, we're going to break, but join us again because we have got to get to this mountain. A mission multiplier. Thank you, Julie Onderko, for sharing that. Listen to all these things we are. We are mission multipliers. We are heirs, and my favorite one, we are agents of hope. And apparently, Father Randy Wong is Buddy the Elf. What did I miss something in this conversation?
You have to say it, agents of hope.
Brian will have to do that for us.
Agents of hope.
That's us.
There we go. Oh, my gosh. We did lose another prayer shawl during that break. Lavender is now off the table. So thank you for that generous gift. That person with that gift of $750 or more was able to pick up that beautiful lavender prayer shawl. So we still have Marine Haven, Heather and Lace, and of course God's Rainbow. So you can see those shawls at our website at MatreDayRadio.com. And while you're there, you can make that donation as well. Do we have some folks that did take advantage of?
We definitely do. I want to thank Mila at Beaverton at St. Cecilia Catholic Church. Thank you, Mila, for giving us a call, 888-823-5286. And we heard from Karen in Beaverton at St. Cecilia Catholic Church. Thank you so much, Karen, for giving us a call. You can also go online and make that gift, MatreDayRadio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. Great hour, $3,380 in. Ooh, $3,380 wow. Leaves us a balance of $610, which is actually $2 a day gifts.
That's all we need. Done.
That's it. That's all it takes. We're over the top there. And only four of the Divine Mercy magnets left. Only four.
Mm.
So I think they're going to all be gone by the top of the hour. So if you want one, you better call 888-823-5286 on this matching Monday. Father Randy, you are just doing tremendous. Wow.
I just have great parishioners.
You
people
do.
That love me.
Indeed.
Even if I force them to do it. Thank you, everybody. You're very generous.
888-823-5286. Boy, I hear that phone is ringing. You know, you never get a busy signal if you go to MatreDayRadio.com and also on the Hail Mary Media app. We are going to have to get a phone blitz going. What portion of $620 can you take? Can you take half of that? Can you take $50 of that? Can you take the $20 of it? Every little bit is going to help us get to the top of this mountain. Boy, $4,000, 10 minutes to get there. 10 more minutes. What portion of $620 can you get? Help Father Randy meet this goal. So that way, you know, the Monsignors, they're in Hawaii right now. Not Father Randy. Father Randy is here working at Mater Dei Radio. He knows the value of what we're doing here.
This is the magic of radio. You guys couldn't see that eye roll, but, but I
could
did.
You feel it,
and
though.
It was,
anybody
it was
who knows me knows the face.
Yeah.
It was palpable.
It was,
yeah.
It was an impressive, that was impressive eye roll.
888-823.
It was a loving eye. It was a brotherly eye roll.
Yeah.
A brotherly.
Well, they're more of like grandpa the figures.
This may be
their last trip abroad.
You do know
I don't
we know. Record this, right?
I know. I hope they hear this.
This is their last trip abroad? Is that what you
said? They could be listening through the magic of the internet and Hail Mary Media app.
You never know.
Well, they know what they're getting into when they engage in fights with me.
Oh.
Right? So I try so hard to be nice, and people provoke
sure
me.
Sure you do. Uh-huh.
You're provoked. That's it.
I get provoked.
You're
right?
provoked. So
you provoke,
so
you attack.
You're it's a victim.
Oh, well, it's 888-823-5286. It is wonderful to have this little bit of competitive edge at Mater Dei Radio because it all benefits Our Lady.
Exactly.
That's who it's benefiting. It's benefiting our listeners. So we're asking you to join us at this hour. Come on, St. Cecilia's. Your parochial vicar is on. Let's get that phone ringing again. 10 minutes left in this hour. We have got to get $620. Now, look, we have come a long way, and now we've just got a short distance. We can see the top of the mountain. You think about the number of people your pledge this hour is going to help, because this is the match. Mm. And so that way we are able to take the funds and add them to the donations of people throughout the rest of the week. So that way we benefit Our Lady. Mater Dei, the Mother of God, this is her radio station. Won't you join in this hour? What portion can you take? Well, you got to give us a call and let us know.
Since we've only got about 8.5 minutes left, I think, Father, maybe if we could get you to offer a prayer, perhaps of just thanksgiving for what's already come in, and I'm sure what will come in. But these last few minutes tend to go a little fast and furious, as you know. So maybe we could ask you to offer a prayer for us to wrap up the hour, but then we're going to sprint to the finish. Does that
sound
good?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, as we celebrate this great solemnity of the Annunciation of our Lord, which your angel was sent to announce to Mary this great gift of your son Jesus to this world, which he just celebrated his resurrection. I ask that in this time that you continue to bless all of those who have been a part of the ministry of Mater Dei, and those who have come before us during this time, as well as those after that will come after us, all those who have helped in financially supporting this great mission, that you continue to bless them and help them, as well as this mission, this ministry, so that they can assist those to come to a deeper encounter of your Son and his love for each and every one of us. I ask that you guide and strengthen all of us in the faith, and that we will one day join you in heaven. And I ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Now is the time to call. Thank you so much, Father, for joining us, that beautiful prayer. Where are you going to hear that? You turn on your radio station, and you go up and down the aisle, and you find one station that you are going to hear our Catholic prayers on the air. There's only one, and it so happens that it is the very first radio station that you come across on your FM dial if you're listening here in the Portland metro area, 88.3 KBVM, K, Blessed Virgin Mary. This is her radio station. KMME down there in the south, K, Mary, Mother of the Eucharist. That's it. 888-823-5286. Patrick, we are getting so very close.
And we want to thank John in Vancouver giving us a call this afternoon. 888-823-5286. John, thank you very much. Goes to St. John there in Vancouver. And we heard from Knights of Columbus Council 62. Is it 6206 or 6266? I can't tell from the writing. But the group in Tiger, the group at St. Cecilia Parish, thank you so much.
Thank
we appreciate
you guys. Thank
that.
You.
Great to hear from our brother Knights, and we appreciate all that you do for the church. Okay, $520 to go between now and the top of the hour, just $520. We could make that up with one single pledge. I know we could. We do not want to leave short. It's a $4,000 goal for the hour, matching Monday, matching dollar for dollar, because you're the match. That's how it works. We are going to use the money we raise today throughout the week to incentivize other listeners to match your generosity. So help us out here. 888-823-5286, MatreDayRadio.com, and the Hail Mary Media app. 520 to go. I know we can get there. I know we've made up bigger gaps than this in shorter amounts of time. So let's do it. Let's get there.
You really don't want Father to leave with falling short of his goal. Because,
Or angry.
Well, really don't want that.
Father's returning to Mass tomorrow morning at the parish.
Yeah.
He's returning to the school, a YCP event.
We don't want him to be, like, cranky for any of those.
You don't want a cranky Father.
You know, and Father,
You'll be a very nasty elf.
He's an angry elf. Poor Father has gotten comments telling us what exactly he dressed up as Buddy the Elf. I just got a photo sent to me by one of your staff members.
You cannot describe this, though.
I will not describe it.
Thank you.
But I'll just say, Father has been through a lot this hour, so I think you should call and just, you know, help him leave.
$220
to
go.
Whoever sent this photo
can make up that $220.
Help him leave on a good note. So call right now.
4 minutes to go. 888-823-5286. Please go online at MatreDayRadio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. Let's get down to the wire here. We got to finish it up.
4 minutes left in this time with Father Randy. He has prayed for us and he has prayed for you. And now it is your time to respond to that prayer and call in. $220. Can you take that? We need you to call right now. 888-823-5286. Get your phone and download the free Hail Mary Media app. Make your pledge there and also online at MatreDayRadio.com. Thank you for that call. We need to get a few more calls in. We do not know what that pledge is, so we have got to fill it up. $220 to go.
Magnets are gone.
The magnets are gone. All right. Jesus,
so Father
I
Randy,
trust in you.
In just this few minutes remaining, just if there is somebody out there on the fence and it's like, I don't know if I want to do it or not, what words of encouragement would you share with us here this evening?
Just do it. Just do it. No,
you
I would
say that here in Portland. It's okay.
Just do it. No, Modern Day Radio, I mean, the reason why I'm here, the reason why anybody comes to these, you know, hours of the Spiritathon is to help people encounter God. That's ultimately what it is. As a Modern Day Radio is a bridge for people to encounter God in whatever capacity that is. And the ministry that you guys do here, right, spreads far, right? And we don't know the effects of it. But if we plant the seeds and we're able to provide opportunities to plant the seed, then that's going to happen. And so all the proceeds here are going to help that, right? People don't really know how much it takes to be able to sustain a radio station, especially these days, right? So I encourage those of you who are on the fence right now, I ask you to really to take this opportunity and to really look and see, okay, what can I do to be able to help people encounter God? I've come to encounter God through this radio. How can I do that? And that's through your donation here. And so I really thank all of those of you who have done your support in this past hour. But we're in our last 200 and something left, right?
Well, minute and a half.
Ugh. Oh. We don't want to fall short. We don't want to trip at the finish line.
We don't want to fall short.
So that number, 888-823-5286. We still have some phone lines that are open. You never get a busy signal online at MatreDayRadio.com or that Hail Mary Media app, which is absolutely free to download to your device. 888-823-5286. Let's hear those phones ring, please.
Pat just ran in and gave us the high sign. We got the goal.
Hey!
There it is.
No angry elves tomorrow.
No angry elves tomorrow. Maybe the next day.
Oh, I'm sure that we have potential to make you angry in some sort of way.
I was telling Sarah right before this, it's like it's fun.
You're out of the state, out of the country almost.
There's a lot of people out there, my staff included. Right.
Okay.
But no, thank you everybody for your support this hour, and know that all of this is going to a great cause. And allowing people to encounter God through this beautiful ministry of Modern Day Radio.
Our cup truly runneth over. We've got about 30 seconds left. We're going to pray the Regina Caeli, and then we'll be back for yet another hour of fun and excitement. And we might even convince Father Randy to stay on for a little bit longer. We'll see. Oh. But this one still counts. You got your goal. Don't worry. We're not moving the goalposts on you.
So, oh, thank you, Father. We just love
thank
having
you, very much.
You here with us.
Oh, it's great being me here. It's great being somewhere that you're loved.
Well, you are much loved here.
Jesus so joke,
love
you.
We love the callers. Thank you
it's
very much.
It's hard with the humor, Alberto, you know, on air.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Stay with us after this. We'll be right back with more Spring Share-a-thon 2024.